You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What will the government's response be going forward to last week's landslide on Mount Maunganui?
Well, firstly, can I just acknowledge, obviously, those that were affected by the slides in the mountain, Welcome Bay. Obviously, it was a tragedy for the families and friends of those involved. And yeah, it was pleasing to see they had a vigil, I think, over the weekend as well, just to acknowledge those that passed. Obviously, tragic, and the whole country was watching in horror as that unfolded over the last week. And obviously, still some pretty upsetting weather events through the country. So certainly in a challenging time for us. In terms of the government response, I think you've heard from the PM and Minister Mark Mitchell saying that they're going to be looking into, you know, what they can do next in terms of support, service and inquiry, even whether that's financial or just resourcing or whatever that might look at. And I think he's going to make some decisions or announcements in the next few days on that.
Will the slide change the government's approach to building climate resilient infrastructure in the regions?
I think it just actually affirms we're on the right track. I mean, you might recall in October last year, we released New Zealand's first adaption framework, which was a roadmap to try and help us as a country better prepare for the effects of climate. That focused on risks and response, sharing roles, responsibilities, investment, you know, where insurance companies fit into the mix, where councils fit into the mix. I mean, I was on the Finance and Expenditure Select Committee when we worked on that. And I mean, it's really hard because we're trying to provide a framework that is fit for purpose across New Zealand. But of course, within different locations across the country, you've got different stress points, you know, areas that are potentially more vulnerable than others. So it was sort of a high-level framework to start to shape that conversation. And I think where we're at now is trying to pull together data that is representative of New Zealand, but also has nuance to those local communities, for example, Dunedin or some of the coastal communities that might experience things differently. Coastal communities, Coromandel, you know, if there's rising water levels or, again, potential for slips. Like obviously we've seen some up north with the Brindewan Highway. So I think that's, to answer your question, I think it affirms that we are actually making inroads on that. And I guess the challenge is we can't do it quickly. We've got to do it thoroughly. And so it's a very dynamic process. Later this year, we're going to be releasing a national flood map, which will be, you know, key for ensuring councils have adaption plans, particularly for vulnerable areas. And that's expected to be introduced, I think, about April, May to Parliament. And then obviously it'll go through the normal process of submissions and input and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of work in train. And I think relatively across government, across all parties, there's a sense that we need to do this. Obviously it'll vary across parties. But you know, I think as a collective, New Zealand's very conscious of the fact that we can't always do things the same way.
The national government previously scrapped a $6 billion fund to manage floods. In retrospect, was that a good plan?
Yeah, I mean, again, the PM's talked about that. I mean, we're reinvesting in these things that I've talked about. I mean, even with our roads of national significance, I mean, for example, I know my colleague Grant McCullum always talks about the Brindewans. The current road and corridor is actually still in quite a, you know, a challenged environment where slips are still, you know, a lot of potential, whereas the new route would be a lot more resilient. And this is where I guess we get flack sometimes for talking about roads and not being environmentalists, but actually good roading infrastructure can actually reinforce, if it's done well, can actually be sustainable, it can be enduring. And in times of crisis, you want to make sure that your road and corridors are robust and can hold up when, you know, more vulnerable areas might not be. And, you know, so there's a lot of work we're doing in that space. And as I mentioned, the flood management plan. Later this year, Minister Mark Mitchell's also looking to introduce a change to the Civil Defence Emergency Management Act, because he's been obviously on the front line over the last 18 months with several incidences. And I think he's seen firsthand the variations that we get across regions and councils and even civil defence authorities and how they respond, you know, who's responsible, how do we engage iwi Māori, how do we engage rural communities, what are the pools, compliance orders, etc. So that's also underway. I think he's hoping to introduce that shortly as well. So there's sort of a suite of work, I think, that's coming in to try and develop a more comprehensive and fit-for-purpose a suite of changes, I guess. So, yeah, there's a lot of work going on in that space.
Now, given that Mount Maunganui is actually also a very popular tourist spot, how will the government ensure tourism to the regions isn't affected in the future due to natural events like this one?
Well, again, I mean, you know, there's always going to be acts of God that are beyond our control, but I think the better we can identify those hotspots and those, I guess, vulnerabilities across our ecosystems, be they, you know, tourist spots or more remote areas, I think the need to have a robust framework still applies. Obviously, tourism, you know, when there's an economic impact, that affects us and affects that location quite strongly. But I think we've got to also take a whole of New Zealand approach, because, you know, if it's affecting human lives, then, you know, you can't differentiate between one or the other. They're all important. But the framework and the flood mapping and all that stuff, I think, will start to hopefully crystallise or help us sequence or prioritise the areas which we need to perhaps, you know, or where we're able to mitigate those areas as a priority.
And how will the government support the families who have lost their loved ones in the landslide?
I believe the Prime Minister will be making further announcements regarding those events in the next few days.
And what sort of plans will the government come up with to tackle climate change in the wake of this landslide, just in general?
I think it's just, like, as I've said, I mean, we've got a suite of work underway. We've launched the National Adaption Plan. We've got a flood map coming out. We've got civil defence emergency amendments coming up to make that more fit for purpose. So there's a whole suite of things we're doing and in train. And in fact, I don't think we could accelerate any of that work, because I think we've got to make sure it's done well, not rushed. But I think the events of the last week or two have just confirmed that we need to continue with that work, and we will.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.